Oh boy. What did you do? People don't come in here just to chat, you know. Let's take a look at what you've got here. Oh, that's all? Hey, no problem, buddy. That's easy. For a second there, I thought you had an actual problem. Heaven knows I've got enough to fix in here already. You know, I don't know if anyone has told you this or not, but you do good work around here. I mean that. I've been around this place for a long time. I've seen a lot of people come through the doors of this building, and you're a good one. How can I tell? Well, for starters, I never see you in here much. You don't come waltzing in every other day with some piece of equipment that mysteriously broke and needs fixing. I mean, just take a look around. I'm knee-deep in Bus's stuff around here. For example, allow me to direct your attention to that mess over there. See that? Yep. Totally wrecked. If it was up to me, I'd strip it for parts and buy a new one. But, of course, that's not in the budget. And the powers that be figure it's cheaper to pay me to fix it, no matter how much of a pain it is. But not you. You don't wreck stuff like that, then bring it in here and dump it on me. And you're good with the simple stuff, too. Always cleaning up after yourself and putting stuff back where it belongs? Not hard, I know, but it's the easy things that often get left undone. And that sort of simple discipline speaks volumes. Someone who can't be trusted with the simple things certainly can't be trusted with much else. But there I go, rambling again. Better get back to it before the boss comes around asking where you're at. The point is, you're doing a fine job, kid. Keep up the good work. I'll see you at quitting time.